Welcome to Decimi Street.
Decimi Street.
Yeah, it's like Sesame Street, but we're going to Deci you up.
Yeah. And that was done on the radio.
We did Decimi Street. Yeah. It didn't really light up like I wanted to.
No, it didn't. That was one of those features where the name is great. We don't know what we're going
to
do with it.
Okay. Yeah, no, I thought Decimi Street should have been where we just go out to the streets and we go to people, hey, do you know the word for a triangle bit of pastry with a potato stuffing? No, I don't. What is it? It's a samosa. Can you say samosa?
Nah,
samosa.
No.
All you're going to get is...
It's still not good. 10 years on.
You lot have Decimi Street. Street too much, go on.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's Decimi Street, like jaw on the floor
Street.
Outside to feed the birds.
Yeah. Decimi Street,
yeah.
Cleanse it.
England, I'll be honest, the UK. I reckon if you could go into the minds of most white people and go, go on, be honest, no one has to know.
Yeah.
Do you want a load of them just to go off back? Yeah. Mm. And they'll go, yeah, we do. Do you feel out of order saying that? Yeah, I do feel a bit out of order. Mm. But do you still want it anyway? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but then Decimi Street.
But the streets wouldn't have been crowded as much today as they are to witness the Lioness win the Euros for the second time. Do you know what I mean? Did you see the crowds?
What do you mean? They wouldn't have been?
Well, yeah, because if we had to cleanse some of the roads and streets, then you wouldn't have had such a gathering. There's been a mixed crowd, a reaction of people coming.
How many
to see
people
them.
Went?
Oh, sorry, I don't know the point you're trying to make. Are you trying to say?
Well, I'm saying like
that
you're
there was a lot of brown people out in the crowd.
Yeah,
supporting England.
Yeah,
oh, good.
Yeah. Multiculturalism at its finest.
Wicked.
Really?
That's what I was putting in. Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't see none of that today, by the way.
Oh what? Yeah, no, I've been.
It's been everywhere. England have won the.
No,
Euros.
I know that. I'm talking about the parade.
Oh, okay. So.
By the way, that trophy is really bad, isn't it?
You know what, Asaj? I thought the same thing.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have, but it looks like a little trumpet.
Kedge's like trophy over there looks better.
It looks like a heavy trumpet. With a ball
no, but
on
there's
the
nothing
end.
Trophy about
it's
it.
Not
it's
not trophy.
It's like it's
and I feel, I think, well, go on, Zach.
I don't know what, it's not a cup. So you forget
correct.
It's not a cup.
Correct. Right.
There's nothing trophy like about it. It looks correct. Like it's a vase.
And I think
you could put flowers in it.
I think,
okay.
And I'm going to go. What's the fun? I think they've gone. Oh, it's the female game. Let's make something a bit feminine.
And no, so, they would. They wouldn't. They definitely wouldn't.
No,
have done that.
Because
no,
it's,
but
got,
it's missing. It hasn't got the presence of like the FA Cup or the Champions
when the
League.
When the women's team lifted it,
yeah,
it was like they just lifted like a glass.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
funny because
yeah.
I was actually listening to LBC driving along whilst the winning bit was going on.
Yeah,
right. And I heard the presenter say,
"Yeah,
oh, and she, whoever it is, the one of the foot players,
yeah,
is lifting the trophy.
Yeah,
and looks quite heavy." Looks quite heavy. But she's doing with one hand, so it can't be that heavy. And it made me think there was a female presenter talking about female. And I'm going to go, why is the weight of it got to be an issue for female? Either that looks quite heavy.
But she can
lift it with one arm. Well done.
Like you know, the Champions League trophy or the Europa League trophy that Tottenham won as well. It looks massive,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It looks,
and also, you wanted to have that sort of cup vibe to it.
Yeah, it's got
to
be a cup.
So that you can maybe pour the champagne in it and then drink out of it.
Yeah, but the World Cup don't look like that. That kind of gold.
No,
but I think that's just an iconic piece
from back in the day, and it's named, you know, it's named after the French footballer Jules Rimet and all of that, and blah blah blah, and it means it's significant, but it's still a lump of gold.
Yeah, it's a lump of gold.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, okay.
But so, and I'm with you, Serge. I thought as well. I thought you wouldn't get. Yeah, it
mugged
really
off.
Is.
Mugged off.
I think mugged off slightly, but you know, look, whatever happens and whatever the game situation was, Spain couldn't convert the penalties, and England did, and we won again.
What a rubbish penalty shootout there, wasn't it?
All three of them.
I think they had three penalty shootouts. England did.
In England, yeah, England weren't very good at converting penalties,
and all of them were a bit rubbish.
Yeah they weren't. They weren't. They, you know, maybe.
But look, it's a Euro win.
But they still, again, how bad were England at penalties, and that's why it's always the men's team, and that's always made them fall over.
By the way, I'm still hearing and seeing loads of clips of men saying, "I don't want to watch women's football." Stop! And it's funny because they loads of men. One guy I remember I saw a clip online over the weekend, and he was like, "I don't want to shove down my throat, all right." And you know what it sounded like? It sounded like the Islamophobia, anti-immigrant. My country's changing. It's the same argument, like, because he doesn't really know why. Because the guy and the host of the show was kind of going, "Well, don't watch it."
But that's it.
Go and put it on your own. Go and put it on your own channels.
Yeah.
He goes, why
give them their own channel.
Like Sky Sports is his. His dad's. It owns to Lully. Lully's own Sky Sports.
Yeah.
Vaginas own and now need to have on their own channel.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I'm listening to it, I'm thinking, it's funny because, of course, you know, me being me, I get where he's coming from. Yeah. I do. I kind of go, the world is changing. Yeah. You know, even with multiculturalism and different people and their genders and their and their kind of the way they're describing each other and and how the language has changed. It must be a lot for some people to kind of go, whoa, the world's changed a lot.
It's men of a certain age. Yeah. Just can't handle
but
it.
It's just the fact he's going to go, no, I just don't want to see it. All right? Like, put it on your own channel. Stop. Just show me men stuff. Yeah. I'm a man. I want to see men. You think being a geezer, he might actually go, actually, some of them are quite fit. You know, or I like looking at female players. Because obviously, when they're like rolling around, I'm looking at their frame and their legs, right? And
are you?
Yeah. And I said that. I said, is that wrong? Because I'm looking at them like, because one of them, I remember one of the Spanish girls was really skinny and she was a defender. And I thought, she looks like a niece of mine. Yeah. I'm like, there's nothing to her.
Not the German defender, Minge. No.
No, I didn't see that one. It was the really one.
Yeah. Right, yeah. But no. But in the same way, women...
like I look at Van Dijk and I think Van Dijk, he's a unit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but and for in the same way, for many a year, you know, when you spoke to women about men's football, they were like, oh, Ryan Giggs, love his legs.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah. Women, yeah, of course they did. They used to love the men's legs and the frames and the torsos and the six packs and all that. So, you know,
are you allowed to do that back now?
Well, I just think it's natural and it's normal. I mean, you know, of course, the men are going to appreciate the female body. I mean, like women are going to appreciate the male body.
You don't realise how high pitch your voice can
be. No, I know.
It's normal to watch women's football with your trousers down by your ankles in front of the sofa on your own.
Well, maybe that
No,
maybe that isn't. But look, we had the England's women team. They brought it back home again, second time, and the men are still struggling. And then it was a weekend of sport because we had the cricket, and that was a big one as well because it was England, the fourth test.
Yeah.
Was it Edgbaston?
No, Old Trafford.
Old Trafford. That's it. And the situation was that England batted and they batted and batted and batted and they got like 600 odd runs. And then they put India in for the second innings. And at one point, India had lost two wickets for zero runs.
Wow.
So first two balls.
So I think at that point, England were thinking, we've got this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, how are India going to get another
2 days?
Yeah,
2 days.
And get 300 runs and then some for us to then, you know. So I think England were rubbing their hands thinking, we've got them here.
In the bag.
And then the two openers came on and they scored a couple of runs. They did quite well. They sort of gave a good platform. And then the next two come in and the Washington Sundar and who was the other fellow?
Jadeja
come in. Yeah. And they batted. England dropped a lot of catches. And then the big hoo-ha happened at the end.
Yep.
And did you understand what was going on?
It's my mate Ben. Because it's funny because
your mate Ben. Since you've met him,
it feels like it was about four or five weeks ago now because I met him in the lift.
Yeah,
you met him
at the start of the series.
Right at the start, shook his hand and put nothing on him, and then
did you shake his hand?
I did, cause I didn't.
That's because he wanted to get you out of the lift.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that what he was? He wanted to close the deal. Yeah. He wanted to close the lift doors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's had enough.
Right.
Get out of it. That's why we're shaking your hand.
So explain the handshake to me.
So what happens is basically when both the captains agree that this game is not going anywhere.
It's a dead end.
Let's just shake hands now and both admit it's a draw and we walk off the pitch.
Yeah.
Right.
So Ben Stokes decides that he's going to, because, you know, Ben Stokes is the bub, and he decides, you know, when he wants to call it a day, he decides to go up to the batsman and goes, well, we'll call it a day then. Shall we shake hands? Yeah. Now, the two batsmen were about on 85 and 90 or something at the time. And then Shubman Gill, the Indian batsman, said, well, no, you go out there and you get your 100. You know, why not? You've been batting all day. It's an incredible innings, what you've achieved. Mm. You've had it all been chucked at you. You've managed to stay there. Hang on in there. Mm. We'll get the 100 and then we'll call it a day.
Yeah.
And there were still 15 overs that they had to play anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
So there were...
The
handshake only if they both agree, but otherwise they have to play those 15 overs.
Right, okay.
So they had to play 15 overs and the Indian batsman rated. They were like, well, no, we're not. He goes, I love Jadeja. I can't do anything. I can't do anything like that. He goes, no, well, why didn't you shake hands? He goes, no. And they were getting a lot of abuse is not the word, but, you know, they were getting a lot of sort of pelters from the England bowlers. Like Geoffrey Archer was like, well, you know, if you wanted a century, you should have batted like that earlier. And all of these kind of things. And then what
everyone
was
giving it some, weren't they?
They were. They all sort of I felt a bit awkward about the way they all surrounded them and were hounding them.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that because it was on England's term. Because you've got to remember that Bazball, this new way of cricket, they don't believe in draws. They want to win or lose.
Yeah.
And so, firstly, there's the first thing that they wanted to to call it a day, because they've only drawn one other game in this whole era of baseball, which was on this ground as well. But that was rained off. So this was only the second one. So that kind of goes against England's principles that they wanted to draw.
It was more, yeah, and it was more for me the way he was kind of going, what? You want to play on?
Yeah, like, oh, do you want to get your 100 really? Against Harry Brook?
You know, yeah. And you know when, okay, this is going to sound really weird. Maybe this is my minority mentality and this is my own issues.
God.
But you know when you're like sort of in an environment that's out of your comfort zone? Let's say you are abroad or you're in a posh environment, a swanky environment, somewhere where it's got history and like an English cricket place, right?
Lords.
Yeah, Lord, like one or something like that. You'd be like, oh, okay, best behavior. What's the right thing to do? What's the etiquette?
Yeah.
I'm going to walk through. If they're saying go through that door and come out that door, I'm going to do that. I'm not going to bend the rules.
Yeah.
You know, so all that kind of thing. And if someone goes, no, that's it. You know, if the England captain said, well, that's it, we're done now. We shake hands.
Yeah.
I think I would have just gone, oh, okay.
Then. Yeah, you would have done it, Tommy. I'd be like, shut up, bro.
Yeah.
No, but I think I know what Tommy's trying to say there. It's because we are all conditioned
to just accept it.
Okay,
just
okay, no, yeah. No, we don't want to cause a problem.
Yes, sir, three bags.
Don't want to cause a problem.
Yeah.
It's not cricket. It's not cricket if we do
that. No, mate. Do you know what I would have done? I'd have batted the whole day just to piss him off.
Yeah.
And they could have.
To the end, to the end.
And it's funny because the Australian commentators and all the Australian sort of, you know, people on social media, they were like, India did the right thing. If we were them, we would have carried on batting and really annoyed them because they were getting annoyed. They were just getting annoyed. Yeah. And I think, you know, this may be getting a little bit technical, but in the last test match, all the English commentators and the pundits, India batted too much. They shouldn't have batted for over 600 runs. You know, they're obviously scared of England and all that. Well, you could have said that about England this time.
Yeah.
Did they bat too much?
No. Yeah.
You know? Shut your breath.
Exactly. Yeah,
so I'm going next week.
Are you?
Yeah. Where are you going to go and see it?
Oval.
Oh, nice.
Looking forward to it.
So it's a big one now because obviously a lot of edge in it and India need to win it to draw the series.
So this has actually been quite a feisty one.
Oh, it's getting feisty.
I love the beef. I love the beef at the cricket.
What was the other line the other day? When they were going, what was the line that they were saying to each other? Grow some balls. And all that kind of chat.
Well, and also, let's not forget about the time wasting that England were doing when they didn't want to face one extra over in the day, you know. And so that's why they told him to grow some balls because he got hurt on the arm. And so, you know, a lot of people saying, well, hold on a minute, why is it that England get to choose and dictate how they want to play the game? And when everyone else does it, it's not allowed.
When you're doing cricket stuff.
It's cricket overload. I was going to say, this all started. So I meet Ben Stokes in the lift at the hotel in Birmingham at the Malmaison. Then after that, Kedge's brother. Sedge, right?
Yeah.
Kedge and Sedge.
Yeah.
Sedge's brother.
Yeah.
He works for a corporate company. They have a cricket day, really nice, fancy cricket day. And obviously, because of the Kedge connection, he goes, Tommy, will you host it?
Nice.
So I did that one. So I hosted that with who's the
Chris Gayle.
Well done. Because he was on your boat when you were DJing wasn't he, right?
Yeah.
He was on your boat. Chris Gayle. Look how we roll.
Not on my
look
boat.
How we roll.
That's how he rolls.
He was a hype man when I was DJing.
He went, this is the best yacht.
This was the best party in Abu Dhabi,
So he was that, and I thought of that because he was there, Darren Goff and that. So I did that cricket event. And then because I did that one and people thought I was a little bit funny.
A little bit good.
They went, are you free next week? There's another event at Lord's. I went, right. And I said, what's the date, time, whatever? They go, we want you to do an auction. You know,
Done an auction?
No, not officially. I've only done it as part of my hosting when I've gone like a couple of items.
Oh, but just exclusive.
I was coming in.
Just for that.
Yeah, they had a couple of presenters from India. They just, you know, like people that were well known.
Yeah.
But it was Shikhar Dhawan's foundation. Shikhar Dhawan was there. Who else was there? Suresh Raina was there. Yeah. Budgie was there.
Raidu
was there. There was loads. It was like about 8-9 players.
You were sat next to Ambati.
Yeah, Ambati Raidu. Yeah, I was. He was there. And like a fool, I did it again.
Because he wasn't there at the start.
And then all of a sudden, this little guy comes and sits down.
Yeah.
And I went, all right, how do you know this lot? He goes, I play cricket with them. And at that, I thought, I've done this balls up before. I said, I prepped you with this. Yeah, I know. It was on the place seating thing next to me.
Yeah.
He wasn't there at the start. Somebody else was sat there throughout the starters and the speeches and stuff. So then all of a sudden when this other speech is going on, there's a guy there and I'm thinking, he hasn't turned up, but it was him. He was late. Anyway.
He was running late.
Yes, but they're all super nice.
Okay, so what went down in that one? Everyone saw a lot of pictures of that event.
Man, it was Nibbles, again, Lord's Prestige and all that.
Was it Indian food?
Huh?
Indian
it
food?
It was not Indian food.
Oh.
They did
Priyanka
this.
Was Priyanka Chopra there?
Priyanka Chopra was there. She approved
catering.
The menus.
She was catering.
She said, I was going to do some osu.
Mexican theme.
Here are some empanadas.
Yeah.
No, they did this kind of like vegetable gudgeon, soft cream cheese starter thing, right? Very, very, with a few butte thrown on.
And I literally,
whoa. No, describe that again.
Yeah,
it was like cream cheese with carrot with a soft cheese. You know, like
what are we looking at?
Yeah, pieces of carrot, right. Sliced up, maybe some like beetroot as well.
Yeah,
like a salad-y, veggie, soft cheese, garlicky with a few butte leaves and a dressing.
So how would you eat it? Fork?
Knife and fork, right. Bit of carrot, bit of cheese on it, then like a Frenchy.
Cheese was hard or melted?
No, soft, like a soft, like a Philadelphia-y
like
mascarpone.
Like a Wednesday Del.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, right?
Like a little Wednesday
And Del. I'm looking around the room because I'm watching Indians' reactions. Yeah. Right, exactly. And I'm watching all their reactions and everybody, you know, Shikhar Dhawan's there and his partner, Sophie,
wife.
She's really cool, by the way. Yeah. I've gotten better with her than I did with anybody else.
Yeah.
Because she's Irish, right? So she's Irish.
Yeah, she's got
the banter and all that. Tammy, and she was way more friendly with me than any of the other people there. Like, she's just more forthcoming and chatty. And, but
that's because you probably didn't speak that one, isn't it?
Yeah, because I was too nervous because I thought, I don't really know cricket. I'm not going to get into So I went, and I end up like an idiot on say, because of the name Sophie, I just said,
Sophie.
I said, Soph.
Oh, Soph.
Yeah. And I went, good to have sugar here. I went, hello, Soph, Fee, like that. And she said, she goes, all my closest friends, particularly the ones from Essex, call me Soph. She goes, you're absolutely fine.
Oh, so you became a close friend?
Yeah. So it's like Javan Soph.
Right.
Joanne and Sophie.
But that's not a nickname. You wouldn't say Sophie, would you?
No, I wouldn't. So, exactly. So then I went, and then I called like a blibbering twat. I just went, Soph. Shicks and Soph, innit? Soph and Shicks.
Yeah.
And he just looked at me kind of flat.
That didn't work.
As always,
Shicks and giggles.
Yeah. I got the Shicks. You got the Shicks tonight. You've eaten too much Indian food. I have too much of that.
Well, no, it's probably that soft cheese that you're eating, bro. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Got what else was there?
Yeah. No, and then the mains was, again, something rubbish. I'll be honest, Lord's food is always a bit gaudified,
right? It was a pate.
Right?
Jenna.
But.
There was no Indian food, you
pooper. No Indian food. The Desis came in there. And
that's weird.
And also, they made this, and they were going to do the auction, and the auction running a little bit late. And then they thought, let's just serve the mains. Did the mains. What did the Desis do? 30% of the room after they eat the mains?
Gone home.
Chipped.
See you later. Yeah. Out of there. And then I had to go and do the
auction. They didn't stay for the
auction. No, but I did. But the money people stayed. We let you know. Yeah. I think they were raised on about 100 grand.
What were some of the prizes?
Oh, it was all. Absolutely. It was Mumbai Indians, full team signed shirt, helmet.
Oh, good prizes.
Richard Punt helmet. Sachin Tendulkar 2010 team Mumbai Indians. Richard. Okay. Oh, bruv, I made that joke. Imagine feeling Richard Punt's helmet every day.
Yeah.
And there's only, by the way, your brother was there and his mates, they got it.
Yeah.
Right? But, and I went, think about his shiny helmet being in your house.
No, they're not going
to
get it.
You can wake up, you can rise and shine to his helmet. I did it all. Right? And I thoroughly enjoyed it. But honestly, nobody in there understood it.
Pants and helmet. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah. By the way, I'm going to say this as well because I can hear.
Yeah.
His signature on the bat, the way he does his pee looks like a giant C.
Oh, okay.
Because he does the pee and then does a C all around it to get up to the UNT.
But there's no C in his name.
I know, but
To link the P's.
And then he does a loop like a around the P and goes up. And I went, well, that doesn't look like punt. No. All right. And I'm going to go. But everybody I'm looking at, they're all looking at me black. Why? What does it look like then? And I went, I ain't saying it.
I said,
it looks like nothing. So no, other than that, but that was quite a prestigious event.
You might have got banned from Lords if you didn't know that.
I wouldn't be surprised. I tell you what.
He's not doing that gig again.
I tell you what I was well excited about. The star of A Question of Sport was there, Ian Botham. He was there.
Yeah. Ian Botham, legend. Yeah.
I remember watching him in Question of Sport when he was jokes. And I went out there, I said, Ian, I said, you are my childhood.
Funny how he doesn't remember watching cricket.
Exactly. I said that on stage. I went, Ian Botham sat there. Shikhar Dhawan and all the rest of the players are sat 3 yards away.
Yeah.
And I went, you know where I live? Right in the middle of those tables.
Yeah.
And actually probably facing the England table because that's what I was brought up on.
Yeah, yeah.
But now you kind of, you've got a little bit more awareness. But I want to just generally say, Shikhar Dhawan's amazing. The foundation's amazing. They just give life to people. There's all these disabled people in India. This is a quite cool idea. Zomato is like the Uber eats over there, right? Yeah. Zomato have got these, are paying them, with the foundation to give these guys wheelchairs that they can whiz around and do food deliveries.
Good.
This one guy who was properly outed from society, all that, legs don't work, none of that. They got him this bike. Geezer saved up enough money, he's bought his own yard. He's bought his own house.
Very good, mate.
Like, all because of this foundation.
Good.
Honestly,
good.
And Shikhar Dhawan, you would have been proud. He got up, he spoke, and he spoke well. Mm. He didn't... He
went, no, guys, Shikhar Dhawan, he goes, a classy bloke.
He goes, this ain't about me. He goes, this is about leaving a legacy.
Yeah, classy
make, changing people's lives. By good, the way, man. Quick little side thing, quick story about him. One of the players, I forget who was it, said he was going past his room, and he could hear... Frr, 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 coming from Shikhar Dhawan's room.
What's he doing?
Right? And he knocked the door. He went, yeah, door's open, coming in. And he had a water bottle in his mouth, and he was sucking the water bottle so it would collapse. So, and then blown out.
To help with the lungs.
I thought so. You would have thought so. I thought, no, not to help with the lungs. Why was Shikhar Dhawan
practicing for something else?
No, he wouldn't practice for nothing else. Okay. No trumpet playing. He wasn't going to play the women's trophy from the England team.
No, go on.
He said it helps create definition for his jawline.
Wow.
So that's what young Shikhar Dhawan was doing. Wow. Was kind of working his jawline muscles by...
Never noticed his jawline.
He's got a good jawline, actually.
He has.
I was thinking, I wonder whether that's the reason. You know, I may have tried it over the weekend. Okay. I may have been I was in my hotel room.
Did it go frap, frap?
No, I felt a bit dizzy.
Okay. Bit of bottle sucking.
Exactly. My sucking action's amazing. Do you want to see it?
No, I'm all right.
Okay, fine.
Well, we're talking of sucking up, I tell you, Keir Starmer's been on the suck up. In the last week or so.
Because
he has had not only Trump down here, he's had Modi down here as well.
Wow, India
so
is, and
we
US.
Are being, we are being sort of visited
by
moment, many.
The flipping, the Indian cricket team's here.
Yeah.
All the flipping Bollywood stars have been here.
Yeah.
And now the Prime Minister. Now the President, Prime Minister.
Because he was missing out. There, you know, Bollywood stars were all here for Wimbledon. He couldn't make it. So, you know, you've got Trump and you've got Modi. Both down here, and like, so let's start with Modi firstly. I don't know. He was here first. Yeah. Did you see him when he was being given some jai by the Desi guy? Did you see
do you know what,
the Desi guy was giving
him. They were being served some chai from a little store.
On a cart.
And
where?
From,
like out and about?
In some grounds.
Yeah, they basically got this geezer in to wherever
the geezer basically has been makes chai and he learnt chai from his daddy who taught him how to make chai, all the
you know
the
what?
History behind
I saw that and I thought, you know what, Modi's not going to say this is a load of shit. Like,
no.
Do you know what I mean? Because I'm not, it's, I don't think it's going to be the same as the one in India.
You don't know that, sir?
No, because the milk's different.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't, the water's different. Yeah,
the water's different.
I thought
different.
It was quite funny.
The milk's different. The masala.
I
different.
Thought it was quite funny because the fellow who gave him the tea, right, he obviously had one lyric and one lyric only planned for this. And the lyric was, as he handed over, he went from one jaiwala to another jaiwala.
Oh, yeah.
You should have seen Modi's face. I don't think he appreciated that.
Hey,
that I don't. He just, you know, you just get that awkward face and you think, oh, okay, you just dropped that line on me.
Yeah.
But I thought it was quite funny because
I'm the president.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm Prime Minister. Bro.
The Jaiwala really wanted to connect with him and I think, I don't think that worked.
Modi should have dashed their teeth. No, I'm joking.
He was trying to do his one small step for man.
Yeah.
You know, one cup of chai from one Jaiwala.
Yeah, because obviously you're only going
like
to get one
opportunity. Your hands are like mine.
Yeah, you've got one opportunity to speak to him and I think he messed it.
Yeah, nah.
So, but anyway, but he was there.
He made the news though. It was all over the news.
He made the news and then there was also the other moment as well when he was when they're translating and they're talking to each other, and then you got the Indian translator who was struggling to translate some of Starmer's words. And
I would have done it. What word was it?
Well, no, I can't remember what it was. But Modi was
like, "You want that kick as well?
Yeah."
And Modi was like, "We don't need to use English words," and then you know and whatever. and he was,
"We don't need to use
English." You know, Hindi words. Because it was all in English. Yeah.
Rosto.
So, but I mean, I don't know. It was, I don't know why that became so sort of viral. But you know, people loved that clip of him just.
No, but what you got to understand. Is and you know I don't know why that did go a bit mad because the person doing the interpreting is not for Modi anyway, it's for the rest of the media in India that's probably watching this
and
thinking,
maybe scribbling.
Modi understands it all, so Modi's listening to what this guy, the version of his Hindi,
this woman's Hindi. Yeah.
No, we don't need to use English words because you're butchering what I'm saying.
Exactly, hilarious. So so that was that, and then Trump has a little moment as well.
Oh, I saw that.
He had a few moments.
Yeah, I saw Trump. The clip I saw was when he cussed Sadiq Khan. Cussed the mayor.
Yeah.
And
he's there,
Keira Starmer is there.
Why do you call him Keira?
It just came out. Akira. Keir Starmer.
Keira Starmer.
Because I made him
Desi, kid. Yeah.
It's going to be the new Bendy Like Beckham.
Yeah.
There's a new Bendy Like Beckham coming.
Bendy Like Beckham
she
too.
She announced it too. Come on, Sat.
I'm not sure about this.
It's more relevant than ever. The Lionesses are winning.
I'm not sure about this.
Because you can't do...
There's like, you know, all of these films that like Coming to America came out, the new one.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop came out, the new one.
Yeah.
I just don't think we can make films like that anymore now.
Yeah.
Why not? Because of the politically
correctness. Yeah, yeah. But do you know Rush Hour the other day, put it on, there was a warning message at the beginning saying, we can't say none of this shit anymore.
Like, yeah, like, I know. Because they do Chinese accents, he does black voices.
That's what I mean. And I'm just like...
You know, like...
And they're making a Rush Hour 4.
You're wicked.
You can't.
Man, damn. Oh, yeah, I love Chris Tucker's voice.
How the comedy, you're just not allowed to do comedy.
No, no you're not. Well, so, anyway, back to Trump.
Keir Starmer's there.
He called Trump's him a nasty him. He called him a nasty person.
This is what Trump says about Sadiq Khan.
He called him a nasty person. He goes, who has done a terrible job as London mayor.
He said he's not my friend.
He's not my friend. And then did you see what Keir said?
Yeah.
Keira.
Now, firstly, look, if you watch it back, Keir Starmer doesn't say anything to start with, right?
No.
Because it's like right now, right? Imagine Kedge isn't here, right, Satch? And you go, you know what? That mayor of yours, don't like him.
Yeah.
And Keir kind of, you know, bites his tongue, okay, we can let that go. Because obviously he's got to kiss ass and got to make this deal work. Yep. And
hang on, so Kedge is Sadiq.
Kedge is Sadiq.
Oh, I'll join in then.
Yeah, right. No,
he's a prick. A prick.
Right?
I don't like him one bit.
He's an evil. What do you think? An evil man or evil. Nasty man?
Nasty guy.
He's a nasty guy. Yeah. Like, that's not a joke. That's not like he's not done a good job. He's a nasty man. Yeah. You know, like that is like going in personal,
direct.
And Keir, this is what tells me everything, right? I don't care which way you are politically. I'm going to relate this to like everyday bunbae, okay? Yeah. If we're all sat there and you cuss Kedge, I'm going to go, sorry. And it's happened, not about you, Kedge, other people, where I've gone, look, I don't agree.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you now straight, whatever you think your opinion of that person is, that's fine. I might have to change your opinion.
No.
But I'm telling you, it ain't been that way for me, right? Yeah. I see this side of that person. Yeah. I see that side of that person, right? Keir Starmer, I'm sorry. He's a pussy all of the time, right?
He bottled it.
Because
he's my friend.
Yeah, if that's your friend, you need to go, Donald, I don't appreciate you saying that.
Shut up.
And we are in a public circus. If you've got something to say against my mayor, then we're going to have a problem.
No, but he's in a little threesome situation.
Exactly.
Deport him.
But his threesome situation he's holding Donald Trump's balls at the time.
Yeah, so, but he's still holding Sadiq's as well.
But Donald's cussing his family and he's going, oh, hold on a minute, you know. But he's not letting go of the balls. Do you see what I mean?
He still wants
to caress Donald Trump whilst getting cussed out.
While caressing Sadiq as well.
Yeah.
So he's double balled.
I would like, if that was my friend, if I was Sadiq Khan sitting at home, I'd be like, you need to stand up, kid.
Yeah. If I'm really your mate.
If I'm really your mate,
he ain't got none.
No, he ain't. He just says it all. I'm just saying, in that situation, I would have gone, hey, Donald, I don't agree with you. But that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah.
Still look forward to working with you.
Okay.
But that's
he's my guy.
What we should do, Donald? I'm going to arrange for you to meet him. Have a little one-on-one time because he's amazing.
Let's
make that
out.
Happen.
Yeah.
You need to meet the mayor of London.
Yeah, he should have said that.
He could have. I think in Trump's presence, people just like start panicking.
Yeah.
Because I think he has got quite a big, you know, larger-than-life aura presence.
He's a tall guy as well.
People do get nervous around him.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, it was bigging up Scotland a lot because he's just opened his golf course or something.
Did you see Scotland's reactions to him being there? Bruv.
They hated him. They hated him, but the funniest protest,
because all the placards were like, sorry, I can't hear your bullshit over the bagpipes. You know, it's like they're holding up placards.
Yeah, love it.
And another placard goes, You were shit in Home Alone 2. Which I thought was wicked. Because he's got one 3-second cameo in Home Alone 2. You were shit in Home Alone 2. I just thought, wicked. Scotland.
So, you know what? And also, I think something that we have to mention, and we completely forgot about it, is that we lost Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan was quite important to all of us at a certain age group of people. He was the legend, wasn't he? And I just because you mentioned Home Alone 2 and then I remember Trump being in wrestling and it was a bit of a sad one because I didn't think he was ill or anything.
No, but it's 71. I tell you what, okay, when I said, when I interviewed him that would have been
you were so lucky you met him.
Honest, we're very lucky in many ways with Amitabh Bachchan, Shah Rukh Khan, all these people that we kind of even Will Smith, Johnny Depp, we got to interview all these people over the years. It is amazing. But what you also realise, you see the human side. And in some respects, you know, they say never meet your heroes because you don't want to see the human side.
Yeah.
Like, and Hulk Hogan, and I'm going to say it, even Shah Rukh Khan, they're busted. Their bodies are physically busted.
Yeah.
Shah Rukh was in constant pain.
He can't walk upstairs.
And I held it. He wanted a cigarette on the rooftop at the BBC. I held his arm going up and down two, three stairs at a time because he's like that. Yeah. You know, so and with Hulk Hogan, when he gets up, I'll be honest, I get up how Hulk Hogan got up back then. That's how I get up now. Well, you got to stand up and got to push your hips forward and go,
Hulk Hogan just looked like, so he died at what, the age of 71?
Yeah.
But don't you think he looked 71 for about the last...
Oh, he looked 71 when he was 30. Years,
bro. Yeah, because that, have you seen that video of him?
The AI? No. There's an AI video where they've got him morphing into himself over the years. You know when they do that?
There's a video of him just like when he's chatting backstage.
Yeah.
And he was 34 at the time.
Yeah.
But he had no hair.
He's got a bald head and long hair at the side.
Yeah. He's always looked like that. So rate him for always looking like that.
I thought he was 70 then.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is why the bandana look came out and all that. Yeah. But what they said was quite funny. But he went 71 years old. Mm. He passed away. Mm. He had a lifetime of training, exercising, dieting, eating healthy. Ozzy Osbourne did loads of drugs, loads of booze, partied rock and roll, and he lived to 76.
I don't think Hulk Hogan was that healthy.
No, yeah, but I think that level of stress you put your body through.
There's some other stuff pumping.
Yeah, sad
news though.
Very sad news. And he's Donald up there Trump. With the under.
And there was an actor as well, wasn't there?
The actor from, I was going to say Different Strokes, but not Different Strokes.
Yeah, he is Different Strokes. The Cosby Show.
Cosby Show.
Yeah, the brother in that, Malcolm, or I think
it's. Yeah, so legends are dying. But, you know, we were talking about world leaders, and let's talk about a previous world leader who's caused a bit of a stir on his own podcast. I'm talking about Barack Obama.
He's got a podcast?
Yeah.
Michelle
Obama.
They very quickly, on that note, he's got his book out as well, the Audible book.
I heard it.
And I remember speaking to the people at Audible. And
they wanted you to voice it.
Huh? No, but they were saying
in Hindi.
Yeah. That normally for Modi to try Modi. Yeah. There is no need for him to use these words. They said normally, you know, they speak to the writer and the author and they kind of help sub the book down, whatever. Yeah. But Barack Obama turned around and went, yep, mine's an 18-hour book, whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, bare
right? And 18 hours. Something's ridiculous. But he's like, everyone's like, okay, I guess I don't think you can say anything to do. So he's going to talk. He's going to say what he's going to say. He's going to do what he's going to do.
Can you imagine that?
And I think the podcast got signed, though. So he's been picked up and he's big time.
So he's on his podcast and he's come up with this controversial sort of statement. And I thought, you know what? This is actually something we need to talk about. So he bangs on about basically children, you should stop eating ketchup at the age of 8. That is the limit.
For health reasons?
No. He just said, it's just ridiculous. He goes, you need to grow up. That's a stupid thing to say.
Ketchup is not for anyone over 8.
He said, let them have it on their burgers and chips. He goes, and even he finds it difficult when people put ketchup on hot dogs. He goes, but after 8, you need to stop that.
Right. So you're going to have a hot dog that's going to get stuck in your throat.
Or a hot dog with mustard and onions.
Mustard and onions. I don't know, guys. You're the hot dog.
I don't eat hot dogs, but
can you do that?
Firstly, hold a minute.
You'd need some sort of sauce on it.
Is it
ketchup for me? Is
on a
like
burger or anything?
Ketchup, like Coca-Cola and Pepsi, is global.
Yeah.
No, it's global. Meaning, there ain't no stopping it. It goes with everything.
Yeah, even
you can have. You can have ketchup.
I've got an Indian auntie who came from India, and she puts in the morning on toast. Ketchup.
Right. Or I used to have sauce breads when I was little. Buttered bread.
Sauce bread?
Yeah, just sauce bread. That's what we used to call it.
Oh my
sauce
God.
Sauce bread colour. Until your dinner's ready.
Sauce bread.
Just a bit of sauce. Squeeze it into the
bread. And
fold
it enough. Fold enough.
Sauce bread sandwich.
It's not
a million miles off a jam sandwich.
This is taking ketchup to another level.
Yep. Exactly. And now, when I look at a lot of recipes online to make your own burger sauces, ketchup mustard, bit of soy sauce, white wine vinegar.
What's the desi dish that you've seen people eat ketchup with that you think, nah, bruv, come on.
Oh, no, nothing. Oh, one guy, my cousin Rocky, who used to be a drummer for Asian Dub Foundation, he puts ketchup in his dal.
See, there's always one like that.
I saw him squirt it into his dal.
You know what?
So rock and roll. He's the Ozzy Osbourne of our family.
Yeah. But you know what poha is, or baba is, Gujarati people. People have ketchup on poha as well, and it's just like, what are you
See,
doing?
I think the ketchup works with the fried stuff, poha, like the samosas.
Can I say poha? Always reminds me of the Busta Rhymes song.
What?
Poha, poha, got you all in shape. That's what I always think of.
Borja,
got you all in check.
That's a great one. Okay, that's a great one.
No, but like, you know, if you're eating spring rolls, you know,
yeah, anything crispy. Yeah, kajori, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Samosa.
Yeah.
You don't mind a bit of ketchup.
No, ketchup with pakore. With fresh hot pakore. Yeah.
There is something about pakore and ketchup.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's forbidden and you know it's wrong. But I do.
I was going to get stuck in
it. I wouldn't say you need it, but if it's there.
No, you need it.
If I can't get the green chutney, I'm having ketchup.
So you're telling me chips with no ketchup on them?
Chips with salt and vinegar and mayonnaise.
As I've got older, I don't do ketchup.
Ketchup is ketchup, isn't
ketchup
it?
Is ketchup. You're right.
I now don't do ketchup with chips. I just go mayo.
I like mayo.
No, I'm saying, but sometimes you just fancy ketchup, innit? If you, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So but then I'm ketchup a bit of a snob. But it has to be Heinz.
Exactly. If you ever go to a cafe and you get one of those coffee bottles,
the vinegar one,
the colour of it, when you squeeze it, you're like, this isn't ketchup. Yeah, exactly.
And it's horrible when you know you're at a fish and chip shop or whatever. You get the chips and you go, yeah, put ketchup over it.
Yeah.
And you see it as soon as it come out, you're like, no, it's pink.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not ketchup.
Don't do it.
But I think what Obama is saying is ketchup is immature. It's that sweet sugar. It's going, a sweet, sugary nonsense condiment.
Yes,
there are, and I know you can get these fancy adult ketchups. So you might get them in restaurants. You might get a little pot of it next to your kind of chips in a hotel when we've ordered like late night food with your fries that come in a little metal. You know that little metal cup.
Yeah.
I do like fries in a metal cup. I don't know what it is with that paper wrapped around it.
Yeah.
You know it's good.
Yeah,
good
nice.
Fries.
With a little jar of ketchup.
Oh, that's right.
Jar.
But then you can even get the little jars of Heinz.
Yeah.
But sometimes they do another one, right?
No, it's got to be Heinz.
But it doesn't. No, I think ketchup. You can have all. Your life. I think this is wrong.
A little bit
wrong of Barack to do
a little
that.
Bit straight. Yeah, a little bit straight. And then
I'm allergic to ketchup. You know that, right? Ketchup and vinegar makes my
head
sweat.
Yeah, you
can
sweat.
I be honest? Even talking about it,
look at it now,
bro. Look at it.
Should I get your t-shirt?
Why are you sweating?
Because of ketchup. Because I can picture the ketchup.
That is classic.
No word of a lie. No, I. You think it's okay? So about 20.
Have you ever heard anyone start sweating?
No, you're sweating.
I'm telling you,
he's sweating.
And I wasn't
sweating
before. Look, sweat. My head's wet. And if I had the ketchup now, I would sweat. So what happens? It's not.
Should I get some ketchup right now?
It might happen, but I need to have it. I'm sorry. I'm not going to eat ketchup on my head on its own, am I?
Start
licking out the bowl of ketchup. No, it's a weird fetish.
I can find something to stick in
this
ketchup.
This is like when I watched this morning and the lady was scared of a clown. Do you know when the clown came out? Yeah. I'm not scared of ketchup.
Yeah,
he's scared of it.
It must be a breakfast show presenter thing because Harps is the same, I think.
What, for ketchup?
I think Harps has got me. She can't get anywhere near it or anything.
It's ketchup, vinegar. I still eat it. Ketchup, vinegar, and basically citrusy sauces, a barbecue sauce might do it as well. So anything with that, that's why sometimes when I have like a spicy sauce, which has got the vinaigrette sauce, something like that in it, I'll sweat and I'll go, oh, is it too hot for you? I'm like, it's hot, of course it's hot, but that's not what's causing the sweat.
That is weird.
It's the ketchup element. Well, it's the vinegar.
It's the vinegar.
Yeah,
in the
ketchup. It's the vinegar in it. And it makes my head sweat. And I could feel it.
But you love vinegar.
Of course I do. But they always say you love the things that you're kind of allergic to. Oh. So if you're allergic to something, you kind of crave it more. I don't know why that is.
So Obama came out with that controversial opinion. There's been a controversial opinion by a journalist on Talk Sport this week saying that adults should not wear football tops, team strips, jerseys. That's it. You should not wear it. Whether you go to the football game or anything, he goes, you don't need to wear the football kit.
I'm with him.
Not kit, the top, to show support for that team.
I'm with him.
No such comment.
Is that your team top?
Your team top.
Your name on it, with another player's name on it?
No, I mean, having someone else's name on it is weird anyway, right?
Says so the guy sat in an India cricket shirt at the moment.
No, but he ain't got anyone's name on it.
It's not got Jadeja on the back.
But I don't think there's anything wrong wearing your team.
Ked, you only wear sports clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you want to hang out with you guys,
and you wear versions of kits.
Yeah,
yeah.
Spurs kit, India kit.
Yeah, I've got the new away Spurs kit. The black one, it looks very nice.
Yeah,
the new season.
Yeah,
but why would you buy that?
No, but I'll be honest. I will give him this though. He buys the nice versions of the kit.
I wait for the.
So he doesn't. He doesn't just go the garish. You know.
Yeah.
Green shell suit.
I remember. Nice. I used to buy shirts when I used to when be a
young.
Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after that, I grew up, and I was like, I don't want to do that.
So you don't have a Man United top.
Not anymore. No.
And you wouldn't want to, you don't get the urge to wear it?
No, I would never wear a Man United shirt.
You haven't got an England shirt with DJ Satchi on the back?
No.
I thought
Tommy,
have you got
West Ham top?
I have.
Do you wear it to West Ham?
No. To West Ham. Only to West Ham.
I've got an India cricket shirt.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wear it to cricket. So I don't think I need
Satch.
To.
You have to.
No, you don't have. Why? For what
what's,
reason?
What's wrong
to?
With what wearing
what's
a top?
What's the other point in having it?
I don't know. It's just that I wouldn't wear it now. No, maybe I had it back then.
I think it's part of the pageantry of supporting your team. I think you kind of have it.
There's nothing if wrong I wear with it on Monday, I'll put it in the WhatsApp group.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
But, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
But I don't know if I'm going to wear it.
No, but Sanj, but then what's what? I don't understand.
But that's like saying grown-ass people shouldn't do, say, fancy dress. Fancy dress is for kids.
No, that's different.
Why is that different?
No, I'm with Tommy.
Because you're theming your dress. That's what you're theming your clothes. So by going to a football match, you're going to go, I'm going to put on my football shirt, I'm going to wear a West Ham shirt.
Because you want to be part of the you're army, signing up of your crew. That. Yeah, because that's what you're part
and
of.
And what about with people's names on it? Other people's names on it?
Yeah, I've never put anyone else's name on it.
Weird, isn't it?
I think so. I only put my name on it. And if not, I mean, nowadays,
even that's weird.
I only get blank ones now anyway.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have Kane on the back of your...
No.
Oh, sorry, you don't.
No, and also my dad always said, make your own name famous, Kane. Don't make anyone else's name. You know, like, I was at
that's
that.
A desi dad phrase
and,
right there.
And also, we. I'll tell you for Satch, because Satch, you said you had kits as a child, right? Mm. My dad was against us buying any kit when we were young.
Why is that?
Is that why you buy everything that's
my dad,
a kit?
My dad was as well, but go on, why was yours?
Because I always said, Dad, why are you like that? And stuff. I said, Dad, who do you support? He goes, I support my family.
Yeah. See,
and he goes, so therefore, why are you supporting some next man?
Yeah, right.
So and you'd be like, but Dad, it's just football. Like he's like,
no, stop watching football. Stop it.
Well, he wouldn't. He would not. My dad would not like us watching football when we were young.
Right.
It was just one of those.
So that's
things.
Why you went the opposite. And you go to every Spurs game. You buy every Spurs kit. Yeah,
now I was like, I can do it myself. Let's do it.
My dad's theory was football's not really for us. It was racist.
Yeah, well, and also, right? My dad was racially abused at football. He was an Arsenal season ticket holder, and he was abused.
Yeah,
that's different. I get the reasoning behind it because of that.
So he was very.
But he was racially abused because his son's kid. Oi, is your son that Tottenham twat? Yes, he is a Tottenham twat. Please, please don't call him that. Just call him twat.
Yeah. But there you go. But I don't think it's that bad. And I know Desi's love wearing a football top, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Desi's love wearing Liverpool fans. They love
Liverpool fans. Love
Asian, sure, they're Asian Liverpool fans. They love wearing a Liverpool fan.
Arsenal top. Arsenal fans are I'd say a close second. They're the ones you see the most.
Yeah,
and no, I'd say they're all on par.
Liverpool, Man
Arsenal,
you are.
Man United.
Yeah.
Man United. You see a lot of Asians in Man United tops.
I still know Reds. People my Reds. Like old my age and older. They still buy every kit when it comes out. I'm just like, why? What for? What? Why are you doing this?
But you've got 300 pairs of trainers.
Huh?
You've got 300 pairs.
I haven't got 300 pairs.
150 now.
No. No more.
Really?
They're all gone.
Really?
Legit. I think I've probably got about
70.
No, less than 50.
Less than 50, Jesus.
Which means about 50.
No, less. I'd say about 30.
Even if you've got 40, that's loads.
Nah, if you've got six, bruv, that's loads.
No, six is just daily, isn't it?
Is daily.
My missus.
Between him and Jags, they could
oh,
just
stop.
Oh,
no, he's taking a piss. He's got rooms.
Jags and him could store all of Nike Town together.
No, I sold all my trainers in lockdown. I told you this.
Have you?
They're all gone, yeah, they're all gone.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Sold them as well, you know. Used trainers.
Used.
That's mad.
I've got more money for them. Used.
Yeah.
Well done.
Right, so what you got? What's happening later on this week?
Oh, okay. Where are we? Tomorrow, well, before this podcast goes out, we're in Hornchurch. Yeah, Dosti. Please, I'm going to say it again. Mm. It's so much fun. If anybody is anywhere...
People are loving it.
It's going down so well. It's just a fun, simple, sing-along, funny, happy, celebratory show. And I think if you want to know kind of what it was like kind of being back on the radio, back for us back in the day, it's this kind of show.
Yeah.
Where we're just having a good time around the things that we know and love and remember. So if you can get out to a year, Dosti, this weekend is none on actually. I'm not on. On Sunday, I'm going to a dog show again. Hey! Back to the Kutte. So,
you love
it. No,
you
because there's
it.
Another one.
Are we going to buy this time around? Or?
No. We're not ready to buy it because our house isn't built. But we are meeting breeders. That's what we are doing. We're kind of getting friendly with
people. Why do you have to meet the
people? Because they're going to arrange the marriage between the Kutta and the Kutti, and they're going to get it on in a few months' time, and then the Kutta will come out.
What is this dog grooming you're doing?
Yeah, literally.
Is this normal? I thought you just go and buy a dog. I didn't.
No, you can do.
Just go to the shop, buy the dog, come home.
But otherwise, the
is
dog.
Is it a shop anymore?
No. You can buy them from pets.
I think the owner's grooming you, mate.
No, maybe. But
So you're kind of designing your dog?
Not designing it. You're going to the pure breeders, right? You're going to meet people that live, eat, and breathe these dogs.
Live, eat, and breed.
Right, breed, yeah. They've got their farms and they've got their dogs working, so they want their healthiest dogs. They don't want the ones that have got a condition. So you know what I'm doing? I thought about it. Mm. It's like the arranged marriage. Yeah. Right, you're gonna go and tell me about the mum and dad.
What do
the mum and dad do? Then I'll know, and I'll know what this bitch is gonna turn out like.
Right.
I mean, no, I'm talking about the dogs. Yeah. Right. Then, because
so you're gonna be chatting to the breeders, and then they're gonna make the arrangement happen.
Yeah.
And then whenever,
and then from that
born,
good stock, I'm getting like first choice.
Wow.
I was gonna compare it to Asian cast.
This dog story is it's taking over, isn't it? The podcast. I think this is what
it's gonna be. My new world.
I find it weird.
Get ready. Get ready. It's going to be your brothers. That's how we're looking at it. It's part of the family.
No,
I think you'll be like uncles.
Do we have to tie a Rocky on it?
If you don't mind. You can come. You can cuddle it. I'm going to make sure it comes to give you lots of big hugs.
If Sats cuddles it, I'll cuddle it.
That is not happening. You know this is not happening.
Would you let it lick your face?
No.
Knowing full well, it might have just licked his balls. Right?
It has licked his balls. Not full well knowing. It definitely has licked his ass. Now it's going to lick your face.
It's okay. Like Kedge after yoga. You know he's licked his balls.
He has.
So that's where are you on the weekend?
It's my cousin's wedding. So it's going to be one of those exciting few days.
Nice.
It's been a while since I've been at a wedding, so it's going to be exciting.
Close cousin?
Yeah, very close cousin. What
are the jobs that you've been given?
Oh, have you?
Because obviously
you're entertainment, so actually.
It's funny you said that. I have been given the entertainment. So I think it's on Wednesday.
What do you mean the evening?
Like he organises the games.
For Wednesday, I've got to organise the games.
Book the strippers.
You know what? The thing is, it's not a small group. There's about 30 people. So to try and all... The thing what I've noticed, and you know as well, when you're trying to host and you've got... more than 10 people. No one listens. Everyone's chatting. It's difficult to get everyone engaged.
Go on, what's the games?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Like, I've got this, like there's a singing one. We're going to do a singing kind of game, right?
Antakshari.
No, not Antakshari, but it's basically, I've kind of ripped it off this English game and it's like, it's what are you going to do? There's like a mic in the middle of the room on a stand.
Right.
And you've got, say, two teams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm the host. So I would say random words. And whoever's the quickest at thinking of a song which has that word, you've got to run, grab to the mic and sing that song.
Go on, give us an example. Me and Sacha play.
So, all right. So between you two, and the word is Brim.
Prem ratan dan payo, prem ratan dan payo, payo, prem ratan dan.
There you go. So you would win the point.
Why didn't you get involved? You being all cool. Go on, give him one. Give him one. See if you can get it. Go on. I like this game.
we didn't play the game on the flipping podcast.
Shall we go
English?
Sonia. Or Sonia.
Come on.
Aja Sonia.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to go, Sonia, Nisa, which is where you were going.
Yeah.
But why are you going all Indian? Go English words,
No, there will be English words. There will be.
Like what? Go on, give us an English.
Okay, English word, star.
Like a star, Tyre Cruz.
Like a star.
This is the problem I'm going to have. I'm going to get an auntie who's going to come and go, like a star. No, you're not getting a point for that. Yeah.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
No. This is where I'm going to have to be strict.
Because she could, because most songs sound a bit like that. She's just singing, like a star.
Twinkle, little star.
Yeah.
I want two lines. You can't just go, you know, like
that's another game, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the after party.
Yeah, that is the after party. So I was thinking about that. But anyway, so I'm looking forward to that.
Good. Any other games?
No, I don't know, like, you know, the usual, you know, when you do like the heads or tails game and you're standing up, sitting down, we'll have that. And then we'll do a little, I'm going to do a little quiz on who knows the groom, because obviously we're on the groom side, who knows the groom the best, and we're going to split up into different teams.
That could get into like, you know, family politics thing.
No. Well, actually, Kedge, it was an A star plus and not an A star.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, but hopefully it's just for fun. You know, people don't get excited. It's, you know, there's no prize involved. There's no holiday to, you know, Jamaica involved. So calm your jitters down.
Yeah, just have fun and go with the game.
Have fun.
Are you going to dress up as a game show host?
No.
No sparkly jacket?
No.
Isn't it? Yeah.
What are you going to be? You going to be in a Sherwani?
No. Tomorrow, because we're... tomorrow, because the games are going to be following the pizza pie. So it's just chilled vibes.
Ah, sick. That's good.
Dress code?
No dress code for that. Just chilled. Just chilled.
Where are you on a weekend, Satch?
No, I'm just working as normal. We're in the midst of wedding season, so I'm just all over the place at the moment. Like, and to the, I'm meeting a lot of Brownlow fans actually while I'm out, which is quite nice. I did an event on the weekend for Millie's 50th birthday.
Go on, Millie
and Sanj, the Hander family.
Didn't look 50.
They're big Brownlow listeners, so they're like, I'll give us all a big up, and their kids as well.
The kids listen,
I couldn't believe. I was just like, what?
That's the kids are 20.
Their names are Sarvan, Shivam, and Sir Naya.
Oh, well done.
Who I met. And I was just like, well, you listen to us.
Yeah.
Tommy just swore today.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes in the audience, after a year, Dosti, I see a kid there, and I think, oh, we took the humour a little bit to the edge,
yeah.
But it's not really rude.
Are kids allowed to?
Kids are allowed to come.
There's no age.
Nah, there was these Nepalese, but what they looked like they were Chinese in the front row.
Right.
I went, and they were with their kids, two kids, nine and whatever. Ooh. And I was like, where have you come? How come you're here? Kind of thing. Have you got mixed up? Whatever. Yeah. Did you think it was Shaw Lepidore? What did you think the show was? Like, you know. And they went, oh no, we're Nepalese. We love the film. I was like, oh, brilliant. I went, but how old's your son then? And he was like nine.
Oh,
and he went, it's my birthday. I went, oh, I'm so sorry.
This has got to be the worst birthday present ever.
Your birthday.
You get to see Tommy's
Your mum and dad have come to bring you to a 50-year-old funeral.
That's probably the worst.
I said, you lot are selfish, man. Isn't I said, take him to like a water park or something.
Yeah.
And then I went, oh, you know, don't worry. Maybe you might be here to, they might be here to arrange a marriage, trying to find, make light of it, you know, find some girls here. I go, what's your name? And he goes, Dubba. I go, oh, I said, Asian women love a dubba.
Yes.
I said, oh, we loved it, but they're going to want to put a lid on you. Yeah, I said, yeah, they're going to pass you around. If you turn up at some other Asian woman's house, she's going to want her dubba back.
Yeah.
And all this. And so that was it. But
can find his dubby.
Nepalese people are very, very lovely. So, okay.
I still ain't seen the film, by the way.
Surely.
Nah.
ITVX.
I was going to say, what film about Nepal?
Yeah, yeah. You should. It's honestly.
Sad, you see it.
I'd watch it again with you.
I'll watch it as well.
August the 15th is the anniversary. I don't even. You know what? I'm so disappointed. There's no cinemas re-showing it. There's not.
There
like,
must be some.
Because it's a shit film.
About a year ago.
Sorry, shouldn't have said that.
What?
Can't say it.
What?
You said it's a rubbish film.
Oh, it's not. It's not a rubbish film. It's
what like, makes it good?
Many
it's
things.
Like the wild. It's like a Wild Wild West film.
Firstly,
like,
the way... Okay, yeah. Cinematically, it's good, shot really
good
well. Is,
good,
right?
Good v. bad.
Good v. bad. Lots of extremes. So you got extreme...
Can you give me a synopsis?
Okay, firstly, so it's got a buddy element to it with them two, with a bit of humour
and
action. You've also got Hema Malini, quirky, like gypsy-like, with her riding a danga kind of... Love interest. You've got this kind of moody Jaya as well, Jaya Bhadudi, right, who's got her kind of whole vibe going on. The fact that they then all went on to become husbands and wives outside of the film, right? Yeah. Hema Malini married them in the Jaya.
I thought you said it was a Western.
No, in real life, like the actors who weren't together.
Oh, not in the film.
Yeah,
okay.
So you got Gubbard, bad guy. And you know, Gubbard like takes out
a
whole village
of
people.
When the baddies lived in caves. Like it's like that. It's when baddies lived in caves and stuff. It was brilliant.
It was just filmed well, shot well. There's some iconic lines now, and even some good comedy moments. The Asrani's character,
Asrani's
like, that one, he plays like almost like a Hitler looking guy with his little moustache.
No, but I still don't know what the story of the film is.
Oh, get Gubbard. Gubbard thing.
Good versus bad.
Gubbard thing.
The baddie comes and takes the girl.
Gubbard thing killed all of Tarkar's village. Tarkar is a copper.
Yeah.
And Tarkar then realises none of his police force can track this guy down.
He's got to hire the A-team.
So he's got to hire two baddies, effectively two sort of rogues, which is Dharminder and Jay.
Yeah.
And Dharminder and Jay. Vidu and Jay to kind of go after him. So it's good. It's a good... All round story, wham bam, bit of action. Honestly, and I still feel like I had a bit of pace to it as well. So, I've met listeners of the Brown Load. Yeah. And I remember one guy came up to us just this weekend gone.
Yeah.
And I went, I won't forget that name. I think his name was Rishi. I'm sorry.
I forgot it.
But Rishi, thank you for coming to the show and loving the podcast. There's lots of, all your people kind of go, because there are people who tell you with much pride, they go, great show, whatever. They'll go, and I'm a brown loader.
That's what I get recently as well. It's like they'd slip it in at the end.
Yeah, like just so you know, and then they feel like and actually, if you're a brown loader, you know the very latest version of us. Because I get people coming up to us saying, oh, we still love you guys on the radio. I'm like, oh God, that feels like so long ago. Don't get me wrong, I like hearing it.
Imagine everything that you don't know about us.
Yeah, I'm like, it's been 8 years.
Yeah.
Why are you still talking about the radio?
There's some epic moments you missed out.
Yeah, people go, and honestly, I get it so much. Mm. We miss you on the radio. When are you going to come back? I mean, I'm not coming back ever.
Now, do you know what I get mostly? Do more than one a week.
Yeah,
still no, I'm going to do more than one.
Is your bub going to pay us for it?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? We just about meet up once a week.
Everybody is very busy. So there you go. But less is more. There you go. That's what I tell my wife. So, you know, it's the only way.
Over the years.
What have we learned?
Things we've learned. Less is more. So my one, I'm going to go first this time, actually. And my one is really quite simple. But in India, they have now decided that samosas and jalebis are going to get cigarette-style health warnings.
No way.
Yep.
No.
What? How many a day? How many a day can you have?
Well, no, 40. Just as you know, like they've got all those health warnings.
I'm a cereal samosa eater.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you know, you got all those the pictures and everything to put you off, and they're going to start putting the stats on all that, so you will know how bad these are.
Samosa can harm your unborn child.
Well, there you go.
Samosa may lead to your trousers getting tighter.
It's about
where are you putting the bloody samosa? You should be eating them.
It's about time we do these warnings on these foods because
that's ridiculous. We're taking a mickey. No, this is no. You're taking Kedge. This is
shut up.
The flipping
Barack Obama.
Me and Priyanka Chopra are leading this health revolution in India. We are going to put these
I'd like to see what the actual... what is the sticker? I want to see it. Because obviously, when you look at a fag pack, you see like the lungs have gone
lungs, yeah,
black.
The throat, cancer. Yeah.
You know
what? What is this? I want to know what it is.
Right. You know what the Indians are? Indians are quite blunt and direct. Yeah. Hey, fatty, put it down. The sticker will say like.
No, but you're right. What is that?
What's
the thing that's going to deter you from eating 17 samosas and 15 jalebi?
It doesn't deter smokers from smoking.
No.
So,
I think it's quite scary.
I don't think they should go in on samosa. I think they should go in on jalebi, pure sugar, fried sugar.
Yeah.
I get that. Samosa's got pastry and potato and peas.
You're justifying it, right?
If it's lamb, it's protein.
Mate, you can't. I don't think you should.
Gains, mate.
Peas, potatoes, and carrots. That's your three a day, isn't it?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's not
healthy
fair.
Healthy, if you ask me.
It is. It is. It's just healthiness wrapped up in a deep fried package.
Okay.
The potatoes are boiled.
It's coming to India.
Is that coming to America?
Yeah, exactly. Brilliant. It's coming to America.
Okay.
Can I go next?
Okay, yeah, got him.
The thing that I learned is this week, when you think of Super Mario, who's Mario's girlfriend?
Princess.
Yeah,
Peach.
Peach, yeah, Princess Peach.
I never thought of it.
Nintendo have come out and said Nintendo have come out and said they are just good friends.
Yeah.
But what, he goes through all of that to kill Bowser just for a friend? I wouldn't do that for a friend.
She friend zoned him, mate. Friends, that's it.
Just for your friend? Nah, bruv.
They help each other. This is official. They help each other out whenever they can.
Oh, one of them ones with benefits.
Friends with benefits. That's a friend with benefits.
Yeah.
Oh, because I think she was Luigi's friend as well.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I think it's that both kind of situation. Yeah, I think it's that situation.
And Yoshi.
Both very good with their spanners.
Just Michelle.
Fixing the waterworks.
Brilliant. Okay.
They're mates. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not his love interest.
No.
Everyone thought that because obviously that is the game. He goes to save her from Bowser.
She actually enjoyed just sitting on mushroom. That's what it was. That was the friend.
He gets her mushrooms.
Yeah.
She does a bit of drugs.
Yeah. Magic.
Then she probably comes across a little bit more friendly than what she wants to because she's all high on the mushrooms.
Mm.
And then he gets a wrong idea. He tells his brother, bruv, shit's going down. Bowser's got her, whatever.
Yeah.
Yoshi's involved. Mate.
We got to help. We got to step up.
And he's she was any day like checking Yoshi and that time.
But Luigi's like, what about? Luigi's like, what about the business? What about the plumbing business?
Yeah.
He goes, forget that. We need to save my girl.
Yeah.
And they drop everything.
Nintendo said it ain't his girl.
Yeah.
Wow.
In the end,
that's a big move.
That's the uncle. That's the mum and dad saying, nay, they don't approve of this relationship.
I couldn't believe it when I read that. I was like, what?
Mm.
All right.
God, he needs to change the game.
Okay. My one for you. Are you ready?
Go on.
Merry Christmas in advance, because I know this is going out in the Christmas special.
It's so not. Go
what
on.
Is a Frisbee?
A disc.
Yeah. And what would you do with it?
Chuck it.
Throw it.
Yeah. So a Frisbee is what then? It's
a toy?
Yeah. No, it's not.
Oh.
No, it's not.
Is it a weapon?
No.
A plate?
Nope. What was Frisbee?
Medieval.
How was Frisbee even invented? Oh, what is a Frisbee? Why is it called Frisbee?
Frisbee.
Yeah.
That's a great
because
word. That word Frisbee is a weird
frisbee.
Word.
I do like a Frisbee.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
I love a
aerobie.
A smooth,
yeah, the ring. The ring.
Ring.
A smooth
the red
trajectory.
Ring.
When a Frisbee smooth leaves you.
Oh, mate. No
but
better feeling.
But only that. But you can only do
and
it with the aerobie.
And when you see the other person grab it so nicely.
Yeah.
And a Frisbee.
I was watching some guys at a Frisbee sort of.
Do you
champions.
Remember the aerobie advert back in the day?
Yeah, when it would go for 3,000 miles.
But the poles.
Yeah.
And it would
you know, I've got a Frisbee at home and I've just not used it. I need to go
I've
out.
I've still
just
got an aerobie.
Yeah,
I've got it as well.
Yeah.
I love it.
And you got to find your form. And then you need someone who's of equal Frisbee form.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Because there's nothing worse
there's
than
always,
like,
you chuck it to the lame one.
You do it with your kids and you're like,
they're rubbish. You need to learn. I need to find a Frisbee partner.
So Frisbee.
I think, before you go there, I think learning to throw a frisbee is such an important human skill.
Oh,
and the amount of people that can't throw a frisbee is shocking.
Yeah, yeah. Because frisbee is form rather than power.
Yes,
like skimming a stone.
And it's practice of the same movement as the wrist action. Yeah.
It's skimming a stone. You've got to crouch down low.
Yeah.
It's got to be a whip.
Let's do that one day.
Yeah, yeah.
The brown load frisbee night.
Yeah, done. So a frisbee was actually is someone's name. It's a surname, right?
Oh. Okay.
And Mr. Frisbee made pies.
Oh.
And the top of the lid of the pie tin.
Yeah,
it was students used to then kind of have the pie and then grab it and throw it to each other and go, "All right, Frisbee." So it'd be like going, "All right, Pucker," or you know, saying Jinsters. A brand of Heinz Hellmann's
Some of
that. Right, and you're throwing that, and then that got developed into a plastic Frisbee. A toy that you can actually throw that floats.
Frisbees came from pie.
Frisbee is a pie tin lid.
And it's someone's surname. Frisbee.
And it's someone's surname.
I've never met anyone else called Frisbee though.
There you go. Enjoy your pie. Merry Christmas.
Oh, that is a good one.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Pie tin lid. Okay. We're all good. Until next week.
Yeah. No, tickets. Go and get your tickets.
I'll go get for the London Podcast
London
Festival.
London Podcast Festival.
We're edging closer.
When is it, Satch?
12th of September. It's a Friday, 9:30 p.m. in King's Cross. Go to our Instagram. Tickets are still left. Do you know what? I think a lot of people at the moment are on holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, like usually I know it's a rush. Bang, tickets are gone.
Yeah.
And usually they come out a bit, this time they've come out a bit earlier.
Earlier.
And I know people are away. So people have come back to me and said, "I haven't got them yet, but I'm going to get them." I'm just like, don't sleep on it.
And then
I've lost tickets.
Because I know you're going to come back and be like, "Oh yeah, can you put your illegal row of chairs in at the last minute and get more tickets?"
Yeah.
Because that always happens every year.
Exactly.
And we do.
Yeah.
But don't.
We'll find a way. Okay, so do it now. London Podcast Festival 2025. Just Google that and the brown load and it will come up.
It's on Instagram
as well. So very easy to find. Go get your tickets. And until next week, we'll catch you then. Laters.
Laters.
Laters.